This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp. Driven by Forest River RV, by Camper World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Hugh, we're back. Eagles training camp is underway. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing? You see, I got my you see what I did.
Yeah, that cup's almost gone already.
No, it's almost gone, yeah. Man. They saw me coming. They was like, Mr. Douglas, what took you so long? They knew
we
I was coming.
We had a cup waiting for you.
Yes. But, man, it's finally here. Football season is finally here. The people are here, man, and it's kind of warm.
Well, it's July. It's late July.
Yeah. It's kind of warm.
Yeah, that's.
I got sweat under my man boots.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I was out there. Yeah. You're not the only one. Hugh, we are back. The Eagles are back. We got a lot to get to today. Scheduled today to join us after practice as the Eagles are on the field right now stretching for their first practice of the summer. Quinyon Mitchell and Nolan Smith going to join the show later on today. We're excited to talk to those guys, defending Super Bowl champions. Elliot will join us. He has his notepad, so he's charting those interceptions.
Oh, and he had his nice – you see his kit?
Of course.
Oh, he had a nice kit on today.
Elliot's ready.
Clean.
He's got his soccer jersey, and he's ready. We're ready. And here we're going to start to find out today if the Eagles are ready to defend this crown. 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we get into everything today, and we just got to hear Sirianni and Howie speak to kind of jump, you know, start this thing off. Hugh, what's the feeling for you coming here? You know, you live this life. Like the first day of camp feeling, but also first day of camp as we watch a defending Super Bowl champion.
Butterflies. I mean, it's a different aura around here, obviously. You know what was funny? Is that when I walked around and I went to, you know, coming in, I got here a little bit early and I'm just walking around the building a little bit. And I didn't go into every room. But the one thing that I noticed almost immediately, the people that I came in contact with, nobody had on their Super Bowl ring. Nobody. And I think that's a testament to being focused on the upcoming season and putting that behind you. Because and it has to be hard to do because – you just got the ring Friday, you know, and you got it Friday. You turn around and Wednesday, you're back to work to get ready for the next one. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, I think back to when AJ, you remember when AJ after the game, he said he was unsettled and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, his post right after the Super Bowl.
And he got a lot of heat for that.
It was almost as if he wasn't satisfied.
Yeah, he got a lot of heat for that. And, you know, people were like, well, revel in it and da-da-da-da-da. I kind of get what he meant now. You know what I mean? Because you just see the fruits of your labor Friday, and next week you're back to work, and you're supposed to act like it hasn't happened. You know what I mean? And to be honest, thinking about what he said, he probably won't get to enjoy this until he's done playing. You know what I mean? Because you got to – like the standard has been set – and we have to get – people are ready for the next one. The fans are ready for the next one. You know, people are already talking about repeat, back-to-back, going back-to-back.
Well, as they should.
So that's the reality. Yeah, that's the reality that that's the world we live in, man.
Well, and they bring back one of the best teams in the NFL, and that's a reality. You know, here's what struck me this morning. So, Hugh, we were over by the media tent, and we were waiting for Sirianni to do his press conference, and Howie came out with him. And I felt a different presence to both of them. I mean, Howie's won before, right? Howie's been doing this a long time, and he's one of the best ever to do what he does. But I just sensed, as Sirianni walked by us, a different kind of Sirianni, more of a confidence in his step. Look, the guy's got a new contract. He's a Super Bowl champion now. Clearly, his way works, right? I questioned his way. His way works. Nick Sirianni is a Super Bowl champion. And I feel like this team is laser focused to do it again. 215-592-9494. And I heard the morning show today. They were talking about the different pitfalls, right? Like things that could get in their way to repeating. And they were talking about injuries and the schedule. If there's one thing that I am not worried about, I mean, you're always concerned about injuries, right? That's football. The schedule is way tougher. That's part of the reality of being a first-place team and just this year with the divisions they play. One thing I'm not worried about in the slightest is a Super Bowl hangover with this football team. Hugh, I feel like they have the right temperament. I feel like they have the right people. They have the right GM. They have a coach that I think preaches this stuff every day. We used to have fun with his core values, and we still will. But I think there's something real about he's pretty consistent, and every day we got to start from scratch, and I think that's going to work. And, Hugh, I see a team that has a ton of players that play to huge schools, and I think that matters. Right? Like, if you play at Nowhere University, you never won anything, like, you might not know how to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of Georgia and Alabama kids. Like, at Georgia and Alabama, I mean, you lived that when you were on Atlanta. Like, those kids won one year, and then they had to come back the next year and win again. Like, they're used to doing it and then trying to do it again. I like that about this team. Hugh, I'm not concerned about a hangover, though, to be fair, 8 years ago, I think a lot of people here weren't concerned about a hangover, and that team that won the first Eagles Super Bowl, 2017, that next year was a hangover. Hugh, are you concerned at all about a hangover as we start this thing?
Yes. Yes, I am, for a bunch of different reasons, because I know you brought up the Georgia kids and what they won, the Alabama kids and everything like that. This is on another level. I know college football, I've never played in a division that garnered that much attention. You know, I played at a smaller school, so it was never like that. But here's the reality of what this team is dealing with. You've had success. And people that haven't had success want to be in close proximity to others that have had success. And the unfortunate thing about that is, you're like look at it, like, say, just pick a random player. He's a planet. And all these other planets are orbiting him, right? His gravitational pull gets greater after you win a Super Bowl. Now you have all these other people trying to get into your space, you know? And that's where the problem comes, because you're probably going to be in, hopefully you have a tight circle that, you know, you have people around you that can, you know, see these people coming a mile away and help you out. But a lot of times, a lot of guys don't, man. They don't. And it's unfortunate, because sometimes it could be people that are already in your circle that look at you differently, and you have to deal with that. That's the unfortunate thing about that. And this is that you have to lock in. You got to lock in. And you have to act like you haven't won anything. And you're talking about on a 53-man roster, having all 53 guys on the same page. That's kind of hard to do. So there's some concern there. Not saying it can't be done. Not saying that it can't be done. But there is some concern there, definitely.
215-592-9494. I mean, it's obviously a challenge. I mean, this doesn't happen often. The Chiefs had just done it before the Eagles knocked them off, trying to go for a three-peat. Before that, it had been a while since the Patriots back then. I mean, it's clearly one of the more challenging things to do in all of sports, is to win back-to-back Super Bowls. But I'm not worried about a hangover aspect of it. If the Eagles aren't quite as good as last year, if they have more injuries, if the schedule just proves to be so hard that they end up being a 2 or 3 seed instead of a 1 seed, like, that's all part of the reality of the NFL.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be surprised if I sit here in the middle of September and say they look hungover to me. That will surprise me. It wouldn't surprise you. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Are you concerned at all about a hangover with this team as they try to defend a title? All right, let's hear from Sirianni this morning, his press conference. This stood out as the Eagles come into camp, and one of those questions always come up. Who's hurt? Who's on the pup? We found out this morning it's only N'Kobe Dean. Is everyone in shape? I thought this was a really cool answer from Sirianni on how these guys came into camp and the kind of shape they're in.
Yeah, I think the guys have worked hard to get put themselves in position to start camp. So all the guys came back in really good shape, weighing what they're supposed to weigh, doing really well on the conditioning test. And that's what camp's for, too. You know, I know these guys worked hard to be ready for that, but we'll do a lot of things that, you know, through the in the weight room, on the practice field, that are going to emphasize that conditioning. I think it's very clear the way we want to play football, with great physicality, with great detail, with great effort. There's no substitute there. You have to be in great shape. So we'll continue to push these guys to be in great shape, and I think we're off to a good start based off the conditioning test yesterday.
Well, speaking of shape, Hugh, you pointed out to me you saw Jordan Davis, and he looked like he was in good shape.
He looks what they say, svelte. I text Ike, and I said, dog, he looked lean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It looks real lean. And that's, you know, just talking to some guys that, you know what he's trying to do. He's trying to make a conscious effort to control his weight at a younger age. Because as you get older, Joe, and me and you've had this conversation, I talk about it. Like, if you don't want your weight going up and down. You want to try to stay. It's like a flying a plane. You don't want it to take off and then land again because it burns more fuel. So you just want to try to keep it steady. He looks good, man. He looks good. And I know it's not lost on me that this is a contract year for him.
Well, they picked up the option, but this is the year that determines if you get a long-term deal. I mean, it's a huge year.
It's not, you know, old heads know that. We talked about that, man. We chopped that up a little bit. But you have to show them that you're serious about being here and being in shape. He looks good, man. He looks good. He looks like he's ready to go. Now he needs to just put it together on the field.
And stay that way. And the fact they all passed the conditioning test tells me physically they're ready to go. I also like this morning from Sirianni. He was asked a question, hey, does it feel different? Like being at camp? Because to me, he was kind of walking around like he had more confidence to himself, as he should. But does it feel different entering a camp as a Super Bowl champion? I love this answer from Sirianni this morning.
Feels the same, right? You got a lot of steps to go and daily work to put in. So, you know, every year at the training camp feels the same. You're not looking back. You're not looking forward. You're solely focused on today and how we can get better today. And so when you have that mindset, when you have that focus that we want to have as a football team, that's how everyone should be feeling, is, hey, how am I getting better today? Not thinking about anything else.
See, that's it. Like, all those little cliches that Sirianni did in the past, like, now they hit a little different now as a Super Bowl champion. And he's right. They got to start from scratch. It starts right now as they're on the practice field. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about a Super Bowl hangover for the Philadelphia Eagles? I mean, the reality is they did have one 8 years ago. The first Super Bowl championship, the next year, they started slow. I mean, and they looked like they were in one of those malaises. I think they've learned from it as an organization with Howie. And I think they're more ready for it with this group of players than they were 8 years ago. 215-592-9494. Kyle, back in the studio. What are you feeling? Camp has arrived. The Eagles are back on the practice field. Are you worried about a hangover?
No, I mean, I feel like Hugh's attacking this thing as though it's a roster full of Hugh Douglases, full of young Hugh Douglases showing up to camp.
If it was, I would pick him to go 5-12.
Why don't we start the show with me catching straight?
Fat and happy, chasing Carlos Stokes. There's no way they'd repeat.
You're the one all offseason talking about DMs and all this stuff. These guys aren't worried about that, Hugh.
I didn't piss Kyle off early, did I?
Well, no.
Because the guy's ready for a repeat, and you're like, well,
I'm feeling good. Camp has started. You guys are out there. I'm not, but it's like hope springs eternal, as Hugh Douglas likes to say. I just think they have the right group put together, like starting from the top, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, the messaging from those guys. And then even just A.J. Brown, like immediately after the Super Bowl, talking about how he's hungry to dominate again. I just think
that hit different now.
That's the kind of group that they have out there. So, I'm kind of with Joe. Like, I worry more about, you know, injuries regressing back to the mean, the schedule being a little bit harder, and even some of the losses on the defense. But in terms of, like, a Super Bowl hangover, I mean, you are a coach, man. They're working hard. They showed up to their conditioning tests all pristine. Everything's looking good right now.
They didn't get fluffy like Hugh Douglas 1996.
Can I just say, you know, injuries and all the other stuff is part of the hangover, right? Because you don't have the time.
I just feel like that's part of any season in the NFL.
You know what I mean? You don't have the time to recover.
I understand your point on that. You know what I mean? Yes. So my bigger concerns are the schedule.
I just feel like Kyle wanted to attack me.
Well, I mean, you know.
Because we've been on the same page the last couple of days.
Yeah, well, it's about to go the other way.
You know what I mean? It's about to go the other way.
Well, it is a fair point. If they had a roster full of young Hugh Douglases, I mean, I would pick them to miss the playoffs. I mean, young Hugh Douglas wasn't built for a repeat.
I ain't trying to call nobody out, but we got a lot of young cats on here.
Yeah, but are they
that all of a sudden they found, like, what they say after the dog gets a year old and his testes drop? Oh, they drop. I tried to not say it like that, but I said it.
What are you doing?
I'm trying, but you like, listen.
I get it.
Folks know what I'm talking about, and they have a little bit more bravado. They probably like, and with that comes, you know, you have a little bit more swagger in the club, and you're a little bit bolder.
Sure.
So you might go slide in the Megan Thee Stallion's DMs or somebody like that.
Oh boy.
You might shoot your shot. You just won a Super Bowl ring. You trying to holler at the top? You trying to holler at the top notch?
But you're missing an important factor here.
What?
They all passed their conditioning test, which I believe you failed in 1996.
I didn't fail it because before
they sent you home.
They didn't let me go home.
They
made me stay.
Because you were fluffy.
No, listen, Joe. They knew I wasn't gonna pass, so they was like, "No, don't even worry about it. You just can't go. You got to stay." I had to stay. But I got right before the season started.
Yeah, but you weren't as good as you were your first year. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about a Super Bowl hangover for the Philadelphia Eagles? Training camp is underway. Practice is happening right in front of us. Go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Champ Camp Wednesday. Good morning, Chris.
Chris!
Happy hump day, man.
What's up, Chris?
Oh, it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, yeah.
Damn.
You forgot what day it was?
No, you know me. I don't pay attention to that.
Hugh, real quick, before we get into this, let's be honest. They didn't send you home, and they kept you there, and what they did is they put your big ass on a treadmill.
Man, they put me on a treadmill. They put
me on a diet.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, they're like, dude, all those snacks, no, they're gone.
No.
Here's some healthy apples and oranges for you, Mr. Douglas.
Man, I tell you, I was mad, too.
So, guys, I'm not worried about a hangover, not at all. Let's look at this, the leaders of the team. So Jalen is definitely a guy that he's already put this in the rearview mirror, and he's all about keeping the main thing the main thing. He went out there, man. He hung out with Jordan. He picked Jordan's brain. You know, I mean, he's going to be locked in. Saquon, we know what Saquon is. Dude, this guy is back in the gym again. He's doing what needs to be done so that he can ensure he's peak physical performance and ready to go. He is definitely not a guy that settles for anything, which – not surprising, you know, since he's Nittany Lion. You know,
Now football season is back. We're getting the Nittany Lions thrown in.
AJ already told us in his own little unique way that, look, the cup is not full. He didn't get out of that Super Bowl what he thought he would. I mean, who knows? Maybe he went with you and he's got a Bucky's cup, but all the better for us that it can't be filled. I'm good with that.
Some Rita's in the Bucky's cup.
I'm putting some leaders in that thing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. You, man. Can't be taking a Bucky's cup everywhere with you. Vic Fangio, guys, the defense, there's no way this guy's going to let them rest on their laurels. And Hughes already talked about this a lot because Hughes big into defense and how it truly matters. And he said he's going to level up this defense that we just saw phase one next year. They're going to continue to expand out with the players that they bring in and the guys that they learn to scheme. So this defense is going to have something new. So they don't have no time to be resting on their laurels and taking it easy, all right? So, you know, I'm with you. The defense is going to lead the charge because it's the most important function on this team.
Well, at least someone around here is willing to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
But guys, today.
You know what? This is beautiful. I love today. And I love that you, like, what is going on now because football's right around the corner. You could smell it. And you know what? The Midday Show, a.k.a. the Muscle Show, this is my team, all right? This is why I love being part of this team because what we do is we bring in on the phone lines opponents like Cowgirl Jimmy and listen about his little, you know, Dallas nonsense where, you know, this year I think Jerry's going to be, you know, Jerry's going to he may break the bank and open his mouth one too many times.
Hughes been predicting this for years. Yeah, we'll get to what it's another thing Jerry said. Yeah, no, we're reaching. It's like when you step on ice and it's about to crack. The whole thing's about to break there.
We all see it. We're all gathering around just to watch what's about to happen. And then you know what? And now we got our new caller. We got San Diego Charger Aaron that's going to call in with his Charger nonsense and you know talk about his great team and how trashy they are. I love it all, guys. But you know what? To those two losers, Charger Boy and Little Cowboy Jimmy, you need to understand that this station, WIP, belongs to the Eagles!
Well, that's for sure. Chris, good phone call. I was waiting for the first Eagles chant on a day that camp opens here. 215-592-9494. All right, do you have any concern at all about a hangover off the Super Bowl? The Eagles are on the practice field. They're right in front of us right now. We'll get to Hugh's initial observations of camp. I have one. There's something out there I don't remember before. There's something different I've never seen before on the field. What we're noticing from the guys on the practice field, any concern at all about a hangover? Where do you come down? I don't. I think they're built for this in a way they weren't when they won it in 2017. I'm not concerned about a hangover. Hugh is. What a lot of guys experience a different kind of offseason. 215-592-9494. Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, slated to join us later in the show. We're live at Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.